Well, do you have a young person in your life who's looking to get some work over summer and into the year, perhaps, to keep them going? I think the landscape has changed a lot for people looking for their first job. Over the summer holidays when I was at school, I worked in Coffee and Nuts in David Jones. My first job was at Woolies and I did albums and cigarettes. I was 14 selling cigarettes to people, which seems astounding now, doesn't it, really? But I did get to get a bit of a discount on my favourite albums at the time. It seemed that those kind of jobs were pretty easy to get for my generation. But, of course, now we've got the automated checkouts, we've got online shopping, and those sort of jobs are harder. But what is there out there? I'd love to hear about your first job, 1300 222 702, or you can text me on the text line 0467 922 702. Can you beat Coffee and Nuts and cigarettes and LPs? Or perhaps you've got a young person who's out there looking for work. Did they find it? The sales, of course, have just been on. And before Christmas, I know there was a bit of work. Natasha Hawker is the Managing Director of Employee Matters and the author of From Hire to Fire and Everything in Between. And she joins us now. Hello, Natasha. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Sarah. Lovely to be with you and your listeners today.
Great to have you. So I reckon it's a time of year where those casual workers aren't going to be as busy as they were. So how tough is it for your 14, 15, 16-year-olds doing the rounds of looking for work?
I think it's quite tough at the moment. I think most teenagers typically found their first job in retail like you did at Woolworths, selling the cigarettes. But the retail segment is continuing to struggle with, you know, internet shopping and stagnant wage growth, and households, I think, are really tightening their belts. So I think what, you know, teenagers need to do is to think a little differently, try and find some roles in different organisations. You know, one door closes, another one opens. You know, where are the industries that are growing and where's the market, where's the opportunity? And classic example is my son Ben decided he wanted an Xbox, and we said, well, you need to save for it, and on your current level of pocket money, you're not going to get very far very quickly.
You'll be so 35.
You might be 35. Yeah. And so we suggested he draft a little flyer to hand out to the neighbours offering an odd job service, taking out, you know, garbage and watering gardens and so on. And he ended up securing his first job really quickly. Jobs are continuing to flow in 12 months later, and he got his Xbox in 2 months. And, you know, so I think, you know, one of the things we need to think about as parents is the job that our kids are going to do. Most of them don't exist yet. So you need to get more creative about the type of skills you're developing in your teenagers for the roles that they're going to do as they...
Did your son look at you and say, what's a flyer?
Yes, he did.
And you were like, it's Instagram on paper.
Exactly. And the funniest thing I said to him was, put a photo on it. He said, I'm not putting a photo on it. I said, but people will trust you more, or they might recognise you. And that's what actually happened to him. One of the fellows who became his first client rocked up to our door and said, oh, Ben offered to help me one time when I was shovelling mulch in my garden. I recognised him, so would he like to come and water our garden for three weeks? And off he went.
Well, I suppose that's the thing. If people are away on holidays, not that you're allowed to water gardens right now.
No.
But there's things like dog walking. My daughter's done a bit of dog walking for people.
That's another one. And another lady was an elderly lady, and her daughter normally took the garbage out for her, and she was going away, so she couldn't do that for a couple of weeks. So Ben got, I think, $10 to put a garbage out every week.
Right. Okay. So it's a better chance of getting that than, say, working in your dream job in, you know, the trendy boutique you quite like.
You're exactly right, Sarah. And I think that's the other thing for our teenagers. One of my daughters has a job she landed through a network, and I think that's the thing. As adults, we need to be asking our friends in business, you know, do you have any work for my daughter? She's looking, or son looking for work. And my middle daughter ended up with a job with a business called Paints and Ponies, and they paint little Shetland ponies and do face painting. But she's a makeup
artist. What?
They
paint ponies?
They paint ponies with this. It's obviously doesn't harm them. It's, you know, can be just washed off, and they face paint the kids. But Erin's a professional makeup artist, so she's teaching Jamie some great skills. But not only that, for Jamie, she's learning. She said, I'm working with horses, kids and art. She said, I'd pay them to do that job. But, you know, she's learning skills.
The jobs that are out there, painting ponies.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so then that also gives them experience for employers to then take a gamble on someone who hasn't really had a proper job before.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's very commonly known that employers who see McDonald's on somebody's CV will generally take a hire from there, because at McDonald's they get taught how to follow systems, quality control, customer service. They have excellent levels of training. training. For me, myself, I would be very reticent in hiring anyone who hadn't had some sort of part-time job before they go out for their first full-time job. It's really important they get grounding skills.
Yeah, but they're so busy at the same time. You know, they get much more schoolwork than we did. They've got a lot of sport and extracurricular activities. So is there really time in those last couple of years of school?
You raise a good point. I think it's really important for parents to talk to their kids about, you know, what's a realistic amount of time that they can commit to work around their study so their study is not impacted, but also their sporting commitments. And I think that's a key skill that they're going to start to learn too, is how do they communicate effectively with their boss and their management teams, but also their colleagues. You know, they start to negotiate swaps of shifts. You know, if they can't do it because they want to go to a party on Saturday night rather than work McDonald's, they'll be allowed to negotiate, you know, a shift change. So they're good skills to get as well.
I've got to say, I think they're a very entrepreneurial generation. I've seen lots of interesting businesses coming up online run by 14-year-olds.
There has never been a better time to start a business online. The barrier to entry is basically non-existent. You've got a computer and a mobile, you can start a business. You know, and I think it's, you know, that is the advantage for younger people these days. They don't have to rely on a job being available in retail. Work out what you're passionate about and maybe try and create a job in that area.
Well, they're a creative lot, so hopefully there is work out for them somewhere, you'd say.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and I think preparing for those interviews is really, really important. You know, they need to make sure that they've done a CV up, that they prepare interview questions and practice those interview questions, because you get better at interviews the more that you do.
All right. Well, thank you. You've given us some good ideas there. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Sarah.
Natasha Hawker, Managing Director of Employee Matters, and she's the author of a book called From Hire to Fire and Everything in Between. Can't you just see saying to a teenager, put up a flyer, and them thinking, what the heck is that?